Hey, teacher friends, I want to make sure that you know about my two children's books from the Caring Critters series, Felipe the Feeling Frog and Trixie the Thoughtful Turtle. These children's books are invaluable tools for teaching social-emotional skills in your classroom. In Felipe the Feeling Frog, kids walk alongside Felipe as he discovers that all feelings are okay, and he learns practical strategies for regulating his emotions. Felipe and his friends in the book help children identify and manage feelings like sadness, happiness, frustration, making emotional learning engaging and relatable. Then there's Trixie the Thoughtful Turtle, where Trixie explores the difference between expected and unexpected choices. Through her journey, children learn how to make thoughtful decisions that positively affect their friends and understand the importance of respectful behavior. Both books feature the charming illustrations of Denise Walker, which bring these important lessons to life in a way that kids can easily connect with. And they're written by me, a kindergarten teacher who understands the social-emotional needs of young students. Enhance your classroom with Felipe the Feeling Frog and Trixie the Thoughtful Turtle, and watch your students thrive in their social-emotional development with the Caring Critters series. Hey, teacher friends, it's Ziba from Kindergarten Cafe, and today I want to talk about how I use writing goals to support my writers in their kindergarten writing. Let's get started. You're listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast, where kindergarten teachers come to learn classroom-tested tips and tricks and teaching ideas they can use in their classroom right away. I'm Ziba, creator and founder of Kindergarten Cafe, and I help kindergarten teachers with everything they need from arrival to dismissal in order to save time, work smarter, not harder, and support students with engaging and purposeful lessons. I'm here to cheer you on through your successes and breakthroughs and offer support and resources so you never have to feel stuck or alone. Ready to start saving time and reducing your stress, all while using effective and purposeful lessons that students love? Let's get started. I use writing goals in my classroom with my students to help my students really focus in on one skill, one part of the writing process that I want them to get better at. I do this by using their writing folder. I have a spot on the cover where it says my writing goal. And when I meet with them, either one-on-one, when conferring, or in small groups, I write down on a post-it note, or I actually can print some out because I have some as a part of my writing small group bundle. I'll print them out so they're ready to go. But if I'm just working on the fly, I'll just write it out. I give them the goal and they stick it on their folder, and the folder has a protective cover so it stays in place. And that way, the kids know exactly what I want them to be focusing on in their writing. And any adults that come in the room to work with students, to check on things, they can look at the folder and say, oh, you're working on adding periods to your sentences. Did you do that? Let's see. And I can use that to remember, if I forget, what I want them to work on. I have it right there in front of me. Oh, remember, we're working on adding periods to our sentence. Did you do that? And it's a great way for students too, when they say, I'm done my story, for me to bring it back to, oh, did you do your writing goal though? Let's check. Did you add periods to your sentences? Oh, I'm not seeing a lot. Let's go back and add some right now. So the writing folder really helps because it has a place to keep the writing goal. And I love that anyone that comes in can see the goal. And the students can see the goal when they're working too, because their writing folder is right there, right next to them when they're writing. And so even as I'm walking around, I can quickly just point to it and say, like, are you meeting your goal? Are you working on your goal? Don't forget your writing goal. It's a great way to really focus in on one specific skill that we want kids to work on, that we want them to get better at. Instead of just a very big overarching idea of the whole writing process, it can be really overwhelming for students. And by the way, if you have students struggling on the beginning stages of writing, I have a whole podcast episode on how I support my beginning writers. So we can link that and you can check that out below. Writing goals also gives students a chance to be reflective on their learning and feel proud of their learning, because eventually they will meet their goal. You'll go and meet with them and you'll say, wow, it looks like in most of your sentences you are adding a period. So let's think of a new writing goal for you. I think you've met this goal. Or you can check in with them and say, how do you feel about your writing goal? Do you think it's easy for you now? Is it something that's hard for you still? And they'll say, oh, I think it's easy. You say, okay, I think we can move on to another writing goal. This is, you know, you did a great job working on your writing goal. And they feel really proud when they've accomplished their writing goal. And so it's a great place to keep track of sort of where they started and how they've improved in their writing and reflect on the process of learning how to be a better writer. And something that can be cool, if you do have a protective sheet over the folder, you can keep the post-it notes on top of each other of all their writing goals. So you can pull it out at some point and show them, hey, remember at the beginning of the year, you were working on just adding 3 labels to your writing. And now you're working on adding 2 sentences to each page. Can you believe it? That's amazing. You've learned so much writing this year. When we're giving our kids writing goals, we really want to make sure that they are achievable so that they can feel that sense of achievement and that they are individual to them. So we want to make sure they're very specific, that we're not just giving the same writing goal to everyone. That's different than necessarily the lesson, the teaching point of the day, and it's more specific to their writing. So you look at a couple of pieces of writing, you notice something that maybe they're most of them are missing or all of them are missing. So maybe it's putting spaces in between their letters, or maybe it's adding details to their picture. Whatever it is, you put that on a sticky note and say, wow, notice that all of your pictures don't really have a lot of details. And when we write, we want to make sure that our pictures have lots of shapes and a background so we know exactly where our story is taking place and who is there. So your writing goal is add details to your picture. And I like to include a little visual for them so they know what their writing goal is. After I walk away, they'll remember what their writing goal is. And that's why sometimes I print out my writing goals, because it has a nice visual on each sticky note. And it's hard to come up with those visuals on the spot sometimes. But it's also important that you reference those writing goals whenever you check in with the student. Otherwise, it's just a piece of paper on their folder and they don't really know what it means. So you got to keep referencing them or else they become useless. So as I said, I meet with my students one-on-one and I check in with their writing and I give them a writing goal. It gives me a little bit of a focus for working with them. Each time I check in on them, I check in on how they're doing with their goal, or I decide we need to do a new goal. And so it gives a focus for me when I'm working with them. But you can also do a writing goal when you're working with a small group. And then you could give everyone the same goal because it's just 3 or 4 students. And you would say, we're in this group to work on making sure we add spaces in between our words when we write. So everyone's going to get our writing goal this week on adding spaces to our words. And then when you go check in on them one-on-one later, you can help transfer that small group work that you did on adding spaces to their individual writing time where they're practicing on their own. And say, hey, remember we worked on adding spaces in our small group? Are you doing that now? It's your writing goal. Show me that you've been working on that. Oh, you forgot. That's okay. That's why we have the writing goal. And then the next time you walk around, give a little tap to the goal and they'll go, oh, yeah, finger spaces, right? So it's a great way for you to transfer that learning from the small group that you're doing and to keep kids accountable to the learning that you're doing with them. So it instills a sense of responsibility because that's the goal they have to work on. That's what they really want to focus on. And then pride when they achieve their writing goal. And you can involve students too in the process. You know, well, what do you think you really need to work on? Or again, like I said earlier, how does your writing goal feel right now? Does it feel easy for you? Oh, okay, then let's get a new writing goal. We want to make sure we're challenging our brain. So I want to just give you a couple examples of writing goals that I use with my students. One of those would be, I can make a plan before I write, or I can plan out my story beginning, middle, and end. I can check my writing. I can check my writing. Does it make sense? I can check my writing. What more can I add? So that's for teaching editing skills. I can use finger spaces. I can use punctuation. I can use uppercase and lowercase letters. I can change some uppercase letters to lowercase letters. Or for our more beginning writers, I can add labels, I can draw detailed pictures, I can use lots of shapes in my pictures, I can write the first sound I hear, I can tell my story to an adult, I can work the whole time. So you can really, as you can see, you could really make a writing goal about anything. And so it's just important to take a moment to read over what they've written and look at where are they now and where do you want them to be. If they have a drawing with no labels, with no writing at all, start with, I can add 3 labels. I did find that it helps to add a specific number for them to really check over. So otherwise, they'll be like, I labeled myself, I'm done. No, I want you to really take time to try in writing. Or I can write 1 sentence on my page. And again, at that point, it's not going to look like a sentence. It's going to look like a jumble of letters on their page, but they can tell you their sentence. If they have a sentence that's jumbled and they've been doing that for a little while, and you've already taught the class that when we're writing sentences, we put spaces between our words, then if you see that in their writing, you immediately give them a writing goal. I can use finger spaces. Finger spaces are what I call spaces between words, but it helps to have a visual of the child putting their finger next to the word to see how much space they need, because otherwise it looks often like just a space between letters and not a space between words. For some students, they actually need to use 2 fingers in between words, and then they get really big, but you can clearly see one word ending and the next word starting, and that's what's important. If you see students writing sentences with no period, no punctuation, you can have that be the writing goal. So you can really take a moment and think about what the child needs, and that's their writing goal. If they're just starting to work right away without making a plan ahead of time, if you go over to them and you say, well, what is your story about? And they go, I forgot, or I don't know, I'm thinking about it. Well, then that's a great place to be like, well, wait, before you start writing, it's good to have a plan. And you want to tell your story before you start, or you want to do a quick sketch before you start drawing. The more that you walk around and check in with students, the more you see commonalities in their writing and you start to see how you can phrase these goals for them. But if you're struggling for what goals to do or how to phrase it for the kids or what sort of visual you could do, like I said, you can get the printable sticky notes in my kindergarten writing support bundle. In small group bundles. So you could check that out in the link below. But that's really how I use writing goals in my classroom. And it's a quick and easy little thing that you can try. You could start doing right away because I really find that it helps guide their learning through writing and it helps them progress in their writing. And it helps any adults that come in to know what it is that they're focused on and what they're working on. So if you liked this idea and you wanted to try it, let me know how it goes. I can't wait to hear from you. Send me a DM at Kindergarten Cafe. And the code word is writing goals. So let me know how your writing goals are going or if you're going to try them with your students. I can't wait to hear from you. Our quote of the day is, whatever wiggles your waggles. Not related to writing, but one of those quotes I'll never forget. Oh, just whatever wiggles your waggles. So whatever wiggles your waggles. Teacher friends, and have a great day, and we'll talk to you in the next episode. Thanks so much for listening to the Kindergarten Cafe podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for more information and resources, or just head straight to kindergartencafe.org for all the goodies. If you liked this episode, the best ways to show your support are to subscribe, leave a review, or send it to a friend. I'll be back next week with even more kindergarten tips. See you then.